Chapter 6. Redeployment. Chapters 1 through 5 discusses the four phases of the deployment process. This chapter discusses redeployment, which is also a process within force projection described in Chapter 1. Redeployment involves the return of personnel, equipment, and materiel to home or demobilization stations, and is an operational movement critical in reestablishing force readiness. The GCC defines the conditions for redeployment. The same elements that operate and manage the theater distribution system during deployment and sustainment will usually perform support roles during redeployment. Redeployment planning is an integral part of employment planning and should be coordinated with mission termination or transition plans. Redeployment planning. Commanders plan for redeployment within the context of the overall situation in the theater. The phases of redeployment are redeployment planning, pre-redeployment activities, movement, and reception and integration at the home or demobilization station. Redeployment planning by the Theater Army, ASCC, or Army Forces Commander normally precedes the actual issuance of an order, and tentatively outlines information about the support network, follow-on operations, security requirements, and movement limitations imposed by infrastructure and resources. The redeployment plan may be in the format of an IDSP or equivalent plan. It can maximize unit redeployment readiness and execution. Redeployment operations must be conducted at a pace that does not disrupt the ability of the GCC to execute continuing missions, including deployment of replacement forces. There are several considerations that should be accounted for during redeployment planning. If the redeploying unit is being replaced by another unit, then time may be required to effect the change in responsibilities. The possible presence of multiple units in one space will affect space, support, and services requirements. The ASCC, or Army Forces Commander, plans, organizes, and coordinates theater redeployments by providing guidance, facilities, training, and personnel to assist redeploying units. Other responsibilities of the ASCC, or Army Forces Commander, include serving as the theater's central point of contact between redeploying units and supported and supporting commands, ensuring the theater commander is informed about redeployment readiness status, including all factors that may impact the theater's or redeploying unit's ability to meet established redeployment timelines. Serving as Theater TC-AIMS-2 Database System Administrator Processor of UMD. Ensuring each theater assigned and supported unit maintains current UMD, to include providing instructions on UMD submittal to higher echelons. Providing technical guidance and assistance to units in preparing, maintaining, and executing movement plans, UMD, and related documentation. Appointing a Theater Container Control Officer to ensure proper control of container assets. Ensuring proper stuffing, unstuffing, and stripping of containers used for redeployment. Obtaining, exchanging, storing, inspecting, and issuing intermodal common use containers. Maintaining and managing containers and 463 Lima pallets. Immediate adjustments to the TIPFID letter of instruction are made by the GCC as necessary to plan and execute redeployment operations. The redeploying unit's plan is nested within the plans, IDSP or equivalent, of their higher headquarters. The redeployment plan conveys the commander's intent and includes responsibilities, priorities, and guidance for movement of forces, individuals, and materiel. Issues that must be addressed in the plan are scheduling of redeployment activities, personnel accountability, cleaning of equipment, transfer of equipment, ammunition turn-in, APS procedures, security of the force, availability of theater transportation assets, availability of strategic lift. Pre-redeployment activities. When a unit is identified for redeployment, the GCC issues a redeployment operations order releasing units from their missions and authorizing movement. Redeploying forces move to designated assembly areas. Redeployment operations at the assembly areas are under the control and supervision of the TSC commander. These operations include actions necessary to prepare the unit for movement. In some cases, a fragmentary order to a deployment order may be used instead of a separate redeployment order. Redeployment priorities are outlined in the O plan by the supported GCC. During redeployment preparation, units must update movement data to reflect gains and losses to the OEL. The changes are normally attributed to combat losses, maintenance, or supply. The redeploying force is directed to leave equipment and materiel behind for use by a follow-on force or by host nation or other multinational forces. Subordinate organizations and component commands must verify UMD to the supported combatant commander. The supported combatant commander validates redeployment requirements and submits them to U.S. Transcom for allocation and scheduling of strategic lift. A movement order may be issued sequentially for each movement, or one movement order may be issued to designate the timing and means of transport to the PO. The Theater Movement Control Element issues movement tables with detailed movement instructions to redeploying units. The TSC usually manages the redeployment support that can be performed by a subordinate organization. The unit begins the redeployment process by identifying requirements and determining current unit status. Other actions to be taken by the unit include submitting personnel and pay actions, maintaining personnel accountability, conducting medical screening, performing equipment checks and services, conducting equipment inventory, refining the UDL. The redeploying unit conducts the following pre-redeployment activities in the second phase of the redeployment process. Redeployment site surveys of tactical assembly areas, APO, ADAG, wash racks, and marshalling areas. Receiving equipment disposition instructions. Theater provided equipment and transfer to USAMC for induction into reset. Meeting with theater redeployment organization to finalize redeployment. Theater provided equipment list, destination DOD activity address code, address and phone numbers in accordance with theater policy. Clearing all life cycle management command, DOD activity address codes which will no longer be used, and property book loans. Meeting with theater redeployment organization to update UDL and enter JOPS level 6 data in TC Ames 2 in accordance with theater policy. Validating UMD accuracy prior to submission to ForceCom or ASCC as appropriate. Providing UDL and DD Form 1384, Transportation Control and Movement Document, to Theater Redeployment Organization in accordance with theater policy. Planning and arranging unit movement from forward operating locations to tactical assembly areas and onward movement to POS. Arranging and coordinating for customs inspection of unit equipment prior to loading into boxes, crates, containers, C-vans, or similar receptacles. Burning RFID or attaching satellite or cellular tags and printing military shipping labels for equipment, vehicles, and containers in accordance with DTR and theater policy. Applying RFID tags and military shipping labels to vehicles and containers in accordance with DTR and theater policy. Determining requirements for blocking and bracing materials at pod rail movement. Determining passenger travel and baggage movement requirements to the APO and submitting movement requests. Determining personnel requirements for assistance at PSA PO and at ADAG. Documenting and marking all hazmat. Obtaining a separate ULN for sensitive unit equipment redeploying independently of owning unit. Inventorying and accounting for contents packed in containers. Performing International Organization for Standardization, ISO container, CSC inspection prior to loading cargo into each container. Uploading inspection results into the DOD ISO container management system. Movement. Redeployment planning results in a network of transit areas designed to efficiently move forces from their area of operations to their final destinations. Use of these areas may vary with the situation. The redeploying unit must establish a redeployment command post at the tactical assembly area to track the flow of personnel and equipment as they move from the tactical assembly area to SPO or APO. This includes the management of departing personnel and the various teams needed to support operations at the ESPO and APO. Other responsibilities of the redeploying unit during the movement phase are submittal of departure and arrival reports through the chain of command within 1 hour of wheels up or down for airlift and, as required, for surface modes, tracking air missions that are allocated to ULNs, meeting port call windows, maintaining communications with the ESPO to ensure that convoy and rail departure and arrival times are known, providing liaison between the seaport and redeploying units, providing support personnel to assist PSA if requested, tracking redeploying unit equipment from the redeployment PO to pod to installation and onto home station. The ASCC, or Army Forces Commander, is responsible for the following activities of subordinate and supported redeploying units during the movement phase: supervising the execution of the redeployment plan, operating theater redeployment transportation nodes, staging and marshalling areas, air, rail, line haul and barge, operating ADAG or PSA, operating theater staging and marshalling areas, controlling all activity in the staging area, coordinating and supervising marshalling and outload of the unit, supporting unit movements at railheads, airfields, and seaports, transporting unit equipment, containers, and pallets to the staging area, inspecting unit vehicles, trailers, containers, and pallets, checking redeploying equipment to ensure RF tags have been properly affixed and tested using handheld interrogators to ensure proper function, providing liaison between the airport and redeploying units, ensuring that an electronic manifest list is built and the manifest is sent to the IGC in accordance with DoD criteria, establishing and operating SRP and personnel holding area site, inspecting unit passenger and cargo manifests for accuracy, maintaining communications with the ESPO to ensure that convoy and rail departure and arrival times are known, providing liaison between the seaport and redeploying units, ensuring that sea lift equipment data is provided to integrated booking system at SDDC, supervising execution of unit rail load plans. Assembly area. Units move to an assembly area to prepare for redeployment after being relieved from their operational mission. The assembly area should be away from the immediate employment area. Movement to and within the area is under control of a redeployment coordination cell. Units in the assembly area inventory, inspect, and process equipment for turn-in or transfer, load containers, prepare documentation, conduct United States Customs inspections, finalize UMD, plan rail loads, bus movements, barge movements, and convoys for movements to a PO or APS turn-in site for movement to the port holding area based on movement instructions. Units update UDLs, generate documentation, RFID tags, and military shipping labels using TC-AIMS-2. Equipment moving from the assembly area to the PO must have RFID tags and military shipping labels applied prior to loading. Units wash major end items to satisfy United States Department of Agriculture standards. Customs and agricultural inspection standards are based on the destination and types of equipment being redeployed. Units must plan to perform the activities necessary to meet these standards. The time required to wash vehicles can be considerable and likely will be the overriding factor in redeployment scheduling. For example, a M1098 high-mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicle can take approximately 12 hours to wash to meet the agricultural standards, and larger equipment can take a day or more to wash. Considerations in computing the estimated time to wash unit equipment should include the equipment density, estimated time for each piece of equipment, the number of wash points, and the staffing at each location. Once customs inspectors clear the equipment, it will be held in a secure, sterile area until it is moved to the PO. Insight: Customs procedures. Customs and border clearance agents inspect all DoD-sponsored cargo at the overseas point of origin. Military equipment is inspected when it is placed in boxes, crates, or containers for movement and is secured until departure from the overseas area. Vehicles and similar items to be shipped are inspected and secured immediately prior to loading on the departing aircraft or vessel. After the inspection is completed, a DD Form 2855, United States Military Agriculture Inspection Form, is prepared and securely affixed to the container or vehicle. Inspectors normally check a minimum of 10% of all baggage 24 hours before the departure time. Once inspected, baggage is stored in a sterile area until transported and loaded at the APO, approximately 4 to 6 hours prior to the scheduled departure. Soldiers process through customs with their carry-on bags, and once cleared, remain in the sterile area until they board the aircraft. Detailed requirements of the Military Customs Pre-Clearance Program can be found in DTR 4500.9-R, Part 5. Activities at the Seaport of Embarkation. Units normally move to the ESPO staging area from assembly areas. Some ESPOs may not have total use of the port area. Port managers and operators must closely coordinate their activities with host nation authorities, as well as joint and multinational elements. Joint use facilities and limited real estate availability may require port authorities and redeploying forces to modify processes to accommodate port capabilities. SDDC, as the SPM, directs water terminal operations to include oversight of contracts, cargo documentation, security operations, and the overall flow of information. SDDC, through U.S. Transcom, provides strategic redeployment information to the GCC and moves cargo through the seaport based on GCC's priorities and intent. Activities associated with moving Army units through ESPOs are outlined in Chapter 4. Activities at the aerial port of embarkation. The agencies and processes involved in moving Army units through an APO during a deployment are similar to those at an APO during redeployment. Activities associated with moving Army units through APOs are outlined in Chapter 4, and more detailed information on ADAG operations is contained in Appendix G. Customs and agricultural inspections are based on United States standards. Special emphasis should be placed on ensuring that baggage, passengers, and cargo be clean and free of dirt and organic matter, which may be difficult under field conditions. Port of Embarkation Staging Area. Intra-theater transportation assets may move units directly to a PO staging area or to an intermediate staging area. These movements are largely determined by the distance to be traveled, the size of the redeploying force, and theater capabilities. Units that were issued APS equipment usually turn it in at a separate location prior to moving to the POS. Procedures for return of APS to storage locations are established during redeployment planning. Refer to ATP 3-35.1 for additional information regarding APS. ESPO staging operations prevent congestion within the terminal area and provide space for segregating vehicles for vessel loading. This is the final en route location for preparation of unit equipment for strategic movement prior to the equipment entering the port holding area. The redeployment coordination cell monitors the flow of vehicles and equipment into the port and notifies the theater movement element when there is a backlog. The TSC establishes and operates the ESPO staging area and assists with opening the staging area at the ESPO. Movements into the PO staging area must be carefully managed to prevent congestion and to avoid exceeding the capacity of the facility. Early planning in the assembly area ensures that units arrive at the PO on time and fill scheduled modes of transportation. Instructions directing movement to the port will come in the form of a port call order from SDDC and are based on the availability of space in the port and the TIPFID timelines. Note: some OCONUS locations refer to the port call order as call forward message. The Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Team is the human resource organization responsible for coordinating and establishing a personnel processing center at the RSOI point as units and personnel enter, transit, or depart the theater of operations. The mission of the Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Team is to conduct the personnel accountability portion of the RSOI process. This includes tracking load and unload personnel data from the deployed theater accountability system and conducting limited essential personnel services for transient personnel. The unit remains responsible for conducting strength accounting through manpower and personnel channels. The Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Team Chief oversees the execution of all Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Team operations. Movement to Port of Debarkation. The combination of strategic airlift and sea lift provides the capability to redeploy forces, albeit in different timeframes and along separate routes. Strategic airlift is used to transport personnel to the destination APOD. Once at the APOD, they are transported by bus to the destination installation. Strategic sea lift is used to transport vehicles, unit equipment, and containers to the designated SPOD. Upon arrival at the SPOD, the cargo is unloaded and transported by convoy, commercial truck, or rail to the destination installation. It is important for the redeploying unit, assisted by their home station ITO, to maintain visibility of their vehicles and unit equipment. A small investment in maintaining visibility throughout the redeployment process can result in vehicles and equipment delivered to the right place at the right time. Reception and integration at home or demobilization station. The destination for active component units is normally their home station. RC units return through a demobilization station. Typically, the demobilization station is the same installation that served as the unit's mobilization station. The supporting installation assists returning forces until they reach their destination. The installation coordinates the support for the arrival ports and airfields and establishes en route sites as required by the redeployment plan. Once the unit vehicles and equipment arrive at the SPOD, the destination installation has the primary role of coordinating with SDDC for onward movement. The unit is responsible to provide load and unload teams and drivers at the pod and railhead. The supporting installation has the following responsibilities at the pod. Staging equipment for movement to the final destination. Coordinating for customs clearance inspections. Completing equipment inspections and processing movement documentation. Notifying owning unit of equipment arrival, operating the railhead and line haul reception site to receive and download redeploying unit equipment, signing for arriving equipment from commercial carriers, operating the installation staging location for all downloaded equipment, confirming cargo arrival to the installation back to SDDC for closure reporting. Units returning by air to an APOD are offloaded under the control of the CRE and moved to the holding area where they are released to the ADAG. The unit remains in the holding area briefly to ensure they have accounted for their personnel and equipment. The unit then moves to the marshalling area, where they are loaded on appropriate transportation for movement to home station, demobilization site, or other destination. The installation will maintain essential control and inspection point, provide a security area for sensitive items, coordinate life support facilities. The unit will ensure that all aircraft pallets and nets are returned to the CRE or ADAG, perform required maintenance checks, and refuel equipment. In most instances, vehicles and unit equipment are transported to their destination by commercial transportation, contracted by SDDC in coordination with the destination ITO. The ITO receives the movement documents for all equipment flowing through their areas of responsibility. They receive the commercially delivered assets, process all paperwork, and release the equipment to the unit. The installation coordinates with SDDC and other affected agencies to provide commercial transportation and MHE as needed, and monitors operations, resolves problems, and completes reports to higher headquarters and other coordinating organizations. Functions of the destination installation include activating Emergency Operations Center as required, notifying supporting units and key agencies, including public affairs offices and family readiness groups, activating soldier readiness point, opening billets, dining halls, and morale, welfare, and recreation facilities as required, conducting reception for returning units, processing personnel, health services, legal assistance, financial management, and personnel actions, providing maintenance, transportation, and MHE support, establishing turn-in of weapons and special equipment. The unit performs the following tasks upon arrival at the destination: downloading and receiving unit equipment, annotating whether RDD was met, submitting transportation discrepancy reports for equipment not meeting RDD, and if pilferage occurred during transit, reporting closure of personnel and equipment and forwarding to the Army Operations Center, beginning reset activities. Closure reporting. The installation SPOD processes a closure report to SDDC confirming cargo arrival to its destination. The redeploying unit processes and sends a closure report for personnel and equipment to the Army Operations Center to confirm closure for the original force provider and headquarters, Department of the Army, HQDA. This facilitates reintegration into the Army force generation process. Once redeployment begins, force tracking is conducted until the force has completed movement through the redeployment process and has emerged intact at the destination. Actions taken to track and then report the closure of units back to their home stations are a command responsibility. Reporting closure of unit personnel and equipment involves two separate but related processes. The U.S. Transcom business process, through its transportation component commands, moves personnel and equipment aboard commercial or military transportation assets. As personnel and equipment arrive at their home stations, the ITO or UMCs verify arrival by signing carrier delivery documents and reporting the arrivals back to SDDC or AMC, noting whether RDDs were met. This closes the transportation business process and allows for payment to the commercial carriers. Other closure activities of a redeploying unit when equipment is received and downloaded are determining collection and disposition of blocking and bracing materials at home station, disarming RFID tags and returning them to depot or ITO or supply support activities. The unit also reports their progress through their chain of command to the HQDA Army Operations Center. Interim reports begin as soon as the first elements arrive at home station and continue until the unit commander reports that all unit personnel and equipment are accounted for at home station and the unit is prepared for its next mission. Equipment in transit is reported to the ITO, and transportation discrepancy reports are submitted if it does not arrive by the RDD and if any pilferage of equipment has occurred during transit. Forward final unit closure report through chain of command to ForceCom or ASCC. Reporting chain of command is dependent on higher headquarters structure of given unit and installation. ForceCom or ASCC will determine and provide specific reporting procedures. ForceCom receives, consolidates, and forwards closure reports to Army Operations Center or Army Logistics Operations Center. HQDA Army Operations Center or Army Logistics Operations Center confirms receipt of closure report, completing the closure reporting process.